Yes, sir.
I looked at the Makeva submission.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong one, paratest it out, but I don't see anything, any remez to what the Nisim Chaim said about there's two different Avalachos, and he's building off of the Makeva submission. I don't know.
Two different Av Malachos.
There's two different categories that you need to be an Av, and then right, the Beg HaKadosh and the Mat or the Mayim.
No. That was, no. The, well, let's look at it again. I don't want to put something in somebody's mouth if he never said it. There's only one thing which he understood from the Makeba submission that I understood. But it was there. Even that was there, but only Beremez. But it was there. It was, if you look carefully. But not what you're quoting. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look. You have to be held to a standard of honesty. Best policy. Base. One second. What's going on here? Mr. Ralph. Where was it? You're out. He was right at the beginning. Hamachabes. Okay? Okay, fine. Very nice. Here's the key line. How is it told us, Malabi? And the question becomes, why only a tolda? That was the question we're trying to address. Shem Deliban Lodomi Litzvia means this Maliban. He means the Liban of Kibus. It's not like Tzvia. Shatzoveya No Saint Seva Chodosh. Right? Umalabein means this Malabein. That's why it's a little clear. Told the Malabein is only Meisir Alichluch Umachziro Letzeva Hayoshan. That's the whole thing. That one line. That's what he made it. He's built the whole piece on this one line. What does the one line say? Yeah. So for you and me, it says nothing. But for him, it says a lot. Again, the word Libun is a kitzer. He means told us Malabein. It means kibus. It's over mechabes. And the chabes is not like tzviya. Why? Because it's so vague, but it's seven chodesh. Make it brand new. And malabein means this malabein. Meister lichlul maksil b'shtev hayosha. Whereas real malabein, the abalacha, is also brand new. You just sheared the sheep first time, and now you're whitening it for the very first time. That's the abalacha. So his point was, so an Av Malacha, you're doing two, it has two characteristics. One, it's using water. And two, it's the first time it's ever going to be white. Because you think that, you know, the sheep has all kinds of dirt, but it goes to the pollution, you said. And now you make it white for the first time. Whereas, near, no water. So if it's for the very first time, or the equivalent of the first time, near the Chodosh, it's a Tolda. But if it's near with no water and it's not chodesh, it's neither. That's why it's mutter. That's the point of yesterday. So that's it. You're right. It's not so explicit, but that's all he's trying to prove. And I think if you look carefully, it could be read. One could certainly read it in that fashion. One could certainly read it in that fashion. Fine. Good. Let's go a little bit further. A little further. I told you I bought a whole bunch of interesting svarim to try to see what they have to say about these important matters, and I'm trying to share with you their wisdom. Okay, so we have an excerpt from the Vilna Gaon we read yesterday. For those who weren't here, it was in Shim. Let's open it again. Those who have Shulchan Aruch, I hope you all have big Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon is in Sivan Shin Beis. I believe it's Sivkot and Chav Dalet. So Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zayin, based on the Sugas HaGemara, that we saw the Gemara already last week, where the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem, and Kuf Mem Aleph, two Gemaras, Ticha Bigdo Meshash Rifnim Lomucha Milsa Leschazui Kimalabe Avalo Bechutz to Dome Le Malabe. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's Lashon Rashi, Kufa Malaf Amin Aleph, Bifnim. What's the law? What does Rashi mean? Afa Gav Sheosu Kiskus Mesuda Besifei. What's Sifei? Sifei is the one that Kuf Mem Amin Aleph. There's a question, how do you reconcile Kuf Mem and Kuf Mem Aleph? They're only a blot apart. What's Sifei? Cholok Lecha Kviso, who is Kasha Meshav Shemosu Yadayim Lerakho, Mutla Lesosu Meshav Shem Meshav Shem Meshav Shem So why is not Yisrof Kafeif? Why does it have Zayin? Says the Vilna Gaon. Shom she'ein tit. There was no mud. Vaday kavanaso letzachlecho. You want to make it as white as possible, as white as white can be. V'zeh shekosav shom b'neishim miskavim. Aval kan, vaday kavanaso mishem tit. What are you trying to do? Is get rid of the mud. Now, of course, it's first counterintuitive. Fakert, if there's mud, you're a much bigger launderer than if there's no mud. And go and say, Fakert, if there is mud, you're trying to get rid of the mud. You know, stain is a stain. Forget the stain. You're trying to get rid of the mud, the surface mud, some of that along those lines. If there's no surface dirt, clearly you're trying to make it wider. And that's why the it's more chomer and sifei than it's zayin. But the dummy of the malabin, so the fnim, it does not dummy, it's okay. This is the nekuda which the Vilna Gaon is pointing out. It's pointing out. All right? That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Now. No, because one looks like, since one which is normally when you wash something, if I have something on my shirt, I'm going to wash it, hand wash it on the outside. The inside doesn't look like normal washing, so it's not normal washing, it's not real washing, the chazal will make. Oh. But Rabosai, let's go a little bit further. A little bit further with this nekuda. The question is the Taz like the Gaon, against the Gaon? So let's look, open the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'al Lacha to see. He quotes this Grah. This is the Taz in Siv Zayin. We've been here, excuse me, the Berloch and Siv Zayin, the Havi, been here before, the Havi Tochen. In that piece, he quotes the Taz, Hit the Ligro Til Hosser Amar Levad, and he has Daiti, it's not so simple. Why? Tochen, for sure not, but you're Miyapa the Begin. Shaloya Roshem Lichluch. That's certainly not less than Kiskuse Sidra. Not less than that. And the Gemara is beferish, it's Mutal the Gaira Tit, Mitziporet. No, it's to get rid of the dirt. As opposed to when there's no dirt, it's trying to be Misachseach, the beggar. There should not be a Roshem Klal. That's like Sifhei. That's Chaimucha Bebir Agro. That's why point I'm trying to bring out. Shekosav Shabbat Hitiru Vidyodeh Lekasis Bifnim Hu Mishum Sheish Lev Tit Hu Bevada Kamenos Alos Mishum Tit Mashek In Lamala Besifhei Linyan Kuskuse Sudra Shein Tit Hu Bevada Kamenos Alah Tzach Tzacho Ayin Shom. So in the case of the Taz where there's no Tit Chushon Tzatzer HaBeget Bevada Diyosur. That's what he says. The Vilna Gaon is a proof that he's right and the Taz is wrong. And the Taz is wrong. Now, is that necessarily the case? Not necessarily the case. So, pull out one of my other favorites from the Megillas Sefer. Talks about this too. See what he has to say. You have all these great Sfarim that. Let's see, when was this? What that was. This is also Topshin Mem Test. It's back in the same year that we saw from the Nesiv Chaim. Same year, the same Haskama from Shmuel Orbach. Apparently was the Rebbe of many of these great Talmid Chacham of this next generation, both Shlita and Zatzal. So he has over here Simon Ches. He thinks the Taz is right. He wants to go against the Bi'al Lacha. The Taz is right. The Taz is right. Aye, Kiskuse Sudra. Right? No, he says, that's a din prati. I mentioned yesterday, there are turim, pratiim, and klal. Yes, now even the yisurim can be prati. Besuda achash and mechamsen also. Ade shiv shivaliman shlo matzil shezel tikkun beguf habegim. We know the chazal less the pula zoom shem the nirikim alabim. I will ain lilmod bizeh klal lechol asos lipluk ibegat shir mishem ilude chivra. No, it's unique din. Av shemetzinu v'agro. Both sides. If you want someone on your side, you know, who'd you pick? The Gura is not a bad pick, right? Not bad. The Gura is side. Av shemetzinu v'agro. Siv zayin shediskasha eich itiru lekaskes atit mifnim emikaskusa sudvei osu. L'chol mash v'dvar shebechol asar as kesem shayal adun mishem aludei chivra. Ha ha, I'm wrong. Who wants to talk with the girl? He says, it's the last, if you want to look it up later, the last line, column on the page, Simon Zion. Nirif, she'ein kavanos of the girl, lahakshos ala soras hatit, she'zeh eino ilin lulu chivra. As we said, that's nothing to do with that. What's the girl's kasha? Ala kavanos of, shebizman shemekaskes lahosir atit, hare mekaskes gab es asudur atzmo umatzles libuno imuliachar akviso. What's he asking? He's asking not the hasaras atit itself. He's asking, but the bottom line is shemekaskes something, it's going to end up with the end result of Matil S. Libuno. So let's go back again. What happened over here? We have Sifhei and Sifzayin, right? What's the common verb used in both Sifhei and Sifzayin? Meshavshef. Meshavshef is the equivalent of what we call in the Gemara what? Mekaskes. Same thing, rubbing. Rubbing. It's rubbing. Same fundamental issue. So the Vilna, the way the Baal Megillah Sefer is understanding Vilna Gaon's Kasha, he does like, forget Ulu de Chivra himself. In other words, Hasaras HaTin is not an issue. His question, that would be the obvious answer, the Bilalach's answer. That's not his question. His question is, when you're Mekaskes Lehoser HaTin, that's over here in Siv Zion, right? Hare mekaskes gamis asudar atzmo. Right? You are mekaskes asudar itself. And therefore what? And therefore, umat les libuna malacha kvisa. So the question becomes, why doesn't that problem exist? There should be a proviso here in Sif Zion. You know, Sif Zion is mutter, but only in certain cases. In case of asudar lecha kvisa, it should be prohibited. Answer the Gra. The tirat zagra teyos of the kavanoso la'asaras hatit v'lo lahatzel alibut l'chein mutter. Even though de facto he will cause the same result of this hatzolah to make it white, wider, and it's a suder, etc., etc. Yes, it's true. He is objectively kimalame, but that's not his intention. In sifhei, that's his intention because there's no tit. That's why the Chazal asked it. Kimalavet. In Siv Zion, where the intention is to remove the tit, even though the de facto is he is a Malabein, or Kimalavet, they never asked it. Because that's not his intention. But as far as the issue of removing a stain, he thinks removing a stain in and of itself is not a problem. He thinks the Taz is correct. Secretion of what? Very good question. An excellent question. B'chlal, a good question. An excellent question. That's a question throughout. The Kuf Mem Zayin is also a question of secretion. That's a problem throughout our entire story. What do you mean, Kavana? Ain't a miskavan for this. It's always going to be a secretion in all the cases we're describing. So the answer we're going to give, I'll quote it to you from one of these three delicious Sforim that I have in front of me. I have the Megillah Sefer. I have the Siv Chaim, and the Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos. These are, wow, three Gedolei Olam, right? So I'll read you, I'll tell you my own words, but I'll read you from one of them as we go, that there are certain instances in which Kavana is not merely a din klali, but a din prati. And here I mean, and again, din prati l'chumra, as he's saying over here, din prati l'chumra. You need, the kavana is an intrinsic part of the prohibition. Normally, when you speak about ena miskavena p'sik resha, it's an objectively prohibited action. Now you want to pater him, to be matter it. So then you have the double shenu miskavena p'sik resha is that undoes the leniency. But there can be cases where in and of itself the action is inconsequential. You need kavana to make it consequential. When you need kavana to make it consequential, then segregation does not rise to that level. Follow me? I'm just giving you my own words. I'll read it to you from one of the svarim as we go. Yes, sir.
I thought that, and I think the Rambam says that if you're not mechavein, then it's just like a segregation. And if you are mechavein, then it's usher.
That's what
I thought. That it's not to rise in aura because it's. That's
about
what the rabbi was saying.
I don't think so. I don't agree with you. It could be that way, but the Rashba has lengthy treatises about the Aruch. He's right, he's wrong, back and forth. It's unclear what his father of Haskon is. He just says two words. I think those words of the Rashba are saying exactly what I just said. But be patient. Patient. Now, if we're mine, I say I have to argue with you, but it's not mine. I'm going to quote you from Goli Torah Mamish. They'll say it beferish, or not Rashba. Okay, so we have to be patient. We have to go in order. There's much to be said. There is a Shulta Gibor. Let's take a look at the Shulta Gibor. See the Samach Beis, or Amad Alpha Kuf Ayin Beis, the new Gemara, the new riffs. Take a look. Most of us have the new ones, Kufay and Beis. Okay. Let's take a look. Now, there's a problem with respect to the Shitas HaRosh. How so? The famous Rashi in Afkuf Mem Zayin, he quotes the Rosh, you have my print, that the Rosh, four lines later, it's Oz Gimel, it's column 2, about 12 lines down.
Where?
In page Kufayin Beis, column 2, about 12 lines down. Lines that talk to me about Tosfos. Atosus v'arosh simen yud, atur kasu, the dafkam and atal who the yasser the shayach bay libun, ava ba'afar l'ashkan libun. Okay, that's in Perek, that's the rush in simen yud here in simen yud. Okay, fine. That's in Perek chavetz, Perek chavetz, kuf mem zayin. The question is, Rabbi Osai, the same man known as the rush. Mikan Koshali, Amihokas, now's the last seven lines. Seven lines up. Ala Rosh, again, this is Perikhov Simentes, same person. And the Tur, same person. Shekasu, Gabi Kiskus Sidra, the Yasser, Meshe Mechavon, the Tzachsucho, Habe Kimalabe, Mashma, the Kololu, the Chiver Beza, Indian Shayir, Yasser. Where's Hocha, Perikhovis? And the Torah, Pasuk de Menar Talisa, also Dafka Ben Atal, Avalo, Biyofa, Lo Shach, Liban Biyofa, Vamai, Holu de Chivru, De Mekeven, De Mechaven, Iyu Letzach Tech, Abegim, Shechoshach Toro, Min Ha'ofar, Sholof. But Tzorechi, Astira in the Rosh, Astira in the Rosh, says the Megillah Sefer, that's against me. Because according to what I just said, there's no steer in the rush. Only the case of a Luda Chiva is a Din Prati. A Din Prati. Okay, that's against me. He says he's willing to admit it's against me. Because he's according to me, it's Kasha, no Kasha. Sure. He says that normally these Rishonim hold, if there's no water, no harm, no foul. No water. But there's an exception to the rule. A Din Prati. If you have a Suda which was already laundered, it's already clean. You want to make it whiter, brighter. That's a unique Din Prati which they ask it, because it looks like Libur. But if he says, if I'm right, then the Kasha of the Shulti Gemara against the Rosh is no Kasha. So you can see that Shulti Gemara is against him. It's against him. Then he goes further and says, Rabbi Isai, the whole world quotes the Bahag. This Bahag is quoted by everybody. And nobody introduces the Bialachas restriction that the Bahag, who says you can peel off the Tavshil, the Cholim, is only limited to a case where you left the state. No Matzano came. Nobody said that. Nobody said that. Nobody said that. He thinks it's a little difficult. Now, the Bialacha, no, he said, where's my Mishnah Berurah? Oh, here it is. Okay. It's difficult to assume that. Now, it's true, quotes over here, the Bialacha says, Oleha, right? Quotes the Bahag. Yeah, it's only referring to a case where one of two things. Either it's not new, or it left to stay. Because he doesn't understand why is there no Aludi Chivra. According to the Be'alacha himself, the Ramas L'yesh Omrim, he says only by near it's Mutter Ben HaMakbet, because you're not looking at Maisa B'Yadayim, have a Giru V'Shivshif Asa Mishim Kiskusi Sidra. See, Be'alacha is against him. Take a look. I don't even think we even saw this one yet. Take a look. Yesh Omrim. Above say Yesh. The Ramas L'yesh Omrim. Did we see this one yet? Not sure. It's on page above and towards the bottom. Let's read it together. Yesham Dasalana. This is the Ramah quoting Rashi. Mashi Vilashna Ramah, there we show them a first of the Bidir Bital. Less was our field of Yisur. Not only is not Chayav, it's even Mutter. I saw the Shulta Giborim, Hikshal, Zerashkot of Arosh. Al Pirish Rashi, Lona Hira. Talanir, Mayafi, Yashar, Bolibun. Hello, a rush batsmo that we just saw this a minute ago. Puzzle the kaskuse sudrasur. Tura shuvanar. Eshimitchava tzatzchol babakam lavin. Mashma. Koludi chimer beze in the shayyasim. Hacha pasku kulam lo shach libum be offer. Amala li chimeru. The mechavin the benar. The sach sacha beget. Shechosh of tov neofer shalom. Akhana shalom. Chazar. I like things in the original. Always see the original. Don't always look it up the original. If you can. It's in the safe. Put on screens, it's right here. Okay? So that's what it says in the original. He quotes it verbatim. Philinira? How's he going to answer the question? Bialach. We didn't see this yet. Akochach lo domi klal the kulial mahayyon of the kaskuse sudra afil the shidas rashi. Why? Philav hochi, lo shav lo mechalkinan klal ba beged, kami kopit o lo bechol gavni osur. Nu. So it has to be a distinction between Kuf Mem Zayim and the earlier Gemara. He's not rubbing, he's not scrubbing. All he's doing is shaking. Menar, a little shake. Garnished. But how in the world can you say in the previous paragraph before, according to Bahag, it's mutter. The Bahak says that scratching off is permissible. So how do you answer it? Right, the last the four lines at the bottom is a big one. Start it all there. Enachinami, the Lebalokas Gedolos, Mari Shalom Bechadati, Obeinu Makbin. Rebbein Shalom! You're contradicting yourself, Biralocha. You would say now, a few lines later, that this leniency, when it's not Makabin, and not Makbin, and it's red, and it's white, it's not black, it's only if you're just shaking off dust, not if you're scraping it. The Bible is about the scraping it. The Farish Kilim, scraping. Chastir Biralocha. That's Akasha. Chastir Biralocha. That's the first teretz melech. The second teretz he gave was potentially mistaken or not. That he's thought to be considered to be a dochak in general. But the first teretz that he gave, he says he doesn't understand. It doesn't help. Didn't answer the question. That's his kasha. And the other svara that he left a stain. He says he doesn't think it's not there. Bekitzer, this nekuda is also found in Sefer Ochel Shabbos, but I couldn't find it downstairs. Chelik Beis and Gimel were there. Aleph, I couldn't have it at home. No one owns the Sefer. Someone has to go buy it because it's a good Sefer to have in general. Okay, anyway. So now, so now the Belach is down and out. Who comes to defend him? Ochel Shabbos B'Shabbos. Comes to defend the Belach. The back and forth is great. What do you want for the Biralocha? He's found the Vilna Gaon. Now, I have to be a little bit careful because we have to be watch what's happening. What do you want? He says, okay, the Dahavi, he found the Vilna Gaon is like that. Right? The Gra says, Kiss the Bifnim is Mutter because it's Tit. Kavanah is Tit. And Kiss because Sudra, no Tit. You want it to sound like it's Aser. That's what he says. And you know who else says that? The Rambam says that? Wow. Because when the Rambam quote, I'll show you the Rambam. Oh, you just go on links. It's very easy. It's here. Rambam. Is it this parak? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Make sure you get the right parak. Because the Rambam has... There are four Rambams that we shall see. Four. We'll get to the Schita issue. Rambam, I don't know if I mentioned it all. Rambam is the ultimate sagra. There's no one organized like the Rambam. So if you know the Rambam, the way it works, after the Klolim and a couple of other Erev Shabbos, the Gezachim, the few prokem, he goes through the third and Malachas in order. One after the other. I think it's Ches, Tes, Yud. Goes to the order. And then gets to Hotzor, gets to all kinds of other things, which are not for now. And he goes back, and Perek Chafalim and Chavbeis, goes to all the Shvusim in order. He links them, in order. Again, Rambam. Okay. So again, we have to see where this Rambam is to be found. Once it checked by the Rambam, watch this. Close the garage, Yibre Alachim. Kavanos l'tzoros atit is, he says, if kavanos l'kach, he says, the way he looks at the gra, af b'tzoros tit shebeveged yesh rabbah shemaludi chivra. He learns pshat in the gra, where the bialocha did, not the way the Megillah Sefer did. Rak and mechamen rak l'tzoros atit ed b'kach yisur. That's what they're fighting about. What the gra mean? Av l'acha shavido atit mechamen l'kach osim. The Rambam! It's not this paragraph. I knew what's giving you a bear. Is it this Rambam? Let's go. Perek Chav Beis. Rambam goes through, this is Perek Tes. Talks about the Av Malach of Liban. And the Perek Chav Beis, he has the Durabonis of Liban. And Perek Chav Beis, Chavez it is? Yud Ches? Okay, let's take a look. Thank you. Let's see. So let's try Yuzayin. Tid shalgame bigdo. Mechaske b'befnim and mechaske b'chutz. Gzeir Hashem yichabes. Okay? Umbut l'gada b'tzipor and echosh Hashem yilavno. Ha-mechaske es ha-sudr osur neshu m'lavno. Aval ha-cholak mutur neshu kavanos al-lerakhol. Rebbeinu shalala! If the holy Megillah Sefer is right, to din prati, right? I read his words. What's din prati? I'll read it to you again. Din prati besuder achashem mechabsim also. What do you find those words in the Rambam? Here's the question. Do you find those words in the Rambam? This so-called din prati? Hamakas case es hasuder. Didn't say only after Kvisa. That's a good Ha'ara. That's a good Ha'ara. He says a din prati. He says no. He doesn't see it. He doesn't. The Rambam didn't say that. He didn't say. And the same time he says in the same halacha, according to the same Gemara, mutu legardo b'tziporim benachoshesh shema yilavno. Okay, what does that mean? Because you're mechavin only to be hasir as hatit. And if you're mechavin to sudar after you remove the tit, then it's also the kasko neshem alavno. That's chazer again, the way he reads the Rambam. You have tit, you can get rid of the tit with your fingernail. And subsequently, as long pshat, after you get rid of the tit, and now you are rubbing it, right? That's also not only in a unique din prati, just finished laundering it to make it super white. No, it'll be true in any garment. Any garment. The only exception is that if it's rakacho, then it's a special head. That's what he says, pshat. That's what he says, pshat. I says, pshat. Now, I can't say it's wrong. What's the resha in the Rambam? The first part of the Rambam. There was tit, right? Tap, halach yizayim. Tit. So what does it say? What does it say? B'chas of b'fnim, not b'chutz, gzeira shema yichabes. It's only a gzeira. It's only a gzeira. It's not malavno. Line one, it's a gzeira. Line three is malavno. So apparently, I'm adding words to what he says over here on page Reish Samavav. I'm adding words. He doesn't say all this. That in the first line with his tit, he wants to get rid of the tit. That's a rifnim as mutter and a chutz only a gzeira shem yichabes. Shem yichabes l'lamen, which would be usher. That's called derech kibus. Right? He calls it derech kibus. It means kibus is really b'mayim, right? But the interesting question I have a shayla to ask you, Rabbi Osai, the word shahu malavno. I'm asking you, hamechaskes is aksud ozem beishu malavno. Is that midoraisa or midorabon? Remember, this is perikov beis. Perikov beis is all the rabbanans. But he says, Malavno. Aye. So why is he wearing Malavno over here? And then line one, he says, Gzer Hashem Yichabes. Not all the Rabbanans are created equal. Some of the Rabbanans don't do this lest you do that. It's called Gzer. Some of the Rabbanans, no. This is intrinsically prohibited. Not unless you do something else. This itself was Nesa by Chazal. I repeat, not going to do something else. Everyone follow me? That's what I prefer. It's all the Rabbanu because it's Perkov base. But one is an intrinsic Iser, and one is only a Gzer Hashem. But the big Kiddush of the Sefer, Hilchos Shabbos and Shabbos, is that the Rambam, the Din Prati theory, that it's only Iser Kiskasu after Kibbutz, the three words are missing. The Rambam never said those three words. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? When he quotes his tit, Cholak l'achar kvisa. Sudar, I assume also means achar kvisa, right? The Mechav didn't say the word achar kvisa, but since he's going on the first half, Cholak l'achar kvisa, okay? So it's also achar kvisa. But the Rambam didn't say that. Anyone follow me? So he's medayak in the Rambam that he doesn't sound in protest in Kloli. So maybe the Berlocha really is right. And it's going to be all depend on what you're, you know, if you intend to get rid of the dirt is one thing, and if you want to get it cleaner, it's another thing. Yes, sir.
Gzer Hashem Yichabes means maybe he'll put water on it?
Maybe. That could be pshat. Could be pshat. Could be. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's an intrinsic issue there going on? Because we have a famous Rasameya in the
marriage. Oh, we spoke about so many times.
So how can we say if there's an intrinsic
issue? No. You are right. Your question is an excellent question. The question is, I had a whole shiur, a whole segregation, a whole marocha, based on the Rasameya and Mishachach was brought in Parashat Shoftim. You see what I'm saying? I never really intrinsic. Just you're vying with Chazal said. That's true. Chazal say, we consider this limud. So there. So it's not intrinsic because it's only the Rabbanan. But on the level of the Rabbanan, it's intrinsic. We say this is limud. The top line, we're not, come on. We rabbis are not intransigent. We're not fundamentalists. We're not saying this is limud. We're saying if you do this, next thing you know, you'll do limud. Chazal defined it differently. Yes, sir.
Do you have a story in Makalik why on the Kaskas so there would be an intrinsic Yisr Derabanan versus me in the third line of the Raman will be an intrinsic Yisr Derabanan versus the first two lines which are
good question. Good question. Tits are going to be bigger than Makasim if them not because why is there a Shami Chabes presumably because so much tit there he's going to get rid of the tit. What do you do? Try to get rid of the surface dirt. Now you want to get rid of the rest of the dirt. What do you do? When we go to the gado with Tiporin, when the choshesh shema yilab, no, that they are matik, and it's just using a fingernail. That's even kiskus as you're rubbing. That's comparable to zayin shemichavis. Using your fingernail, it's okay. But then the way the belochel is shot, you're still just trying to get rid of the tit. You're not trying to get rid of the stain, especially according to those that's in the tit lach. We spoke about that a little yesterday. But then he says, okay. Now, so he succeeded. Two easy steps, right? You have a chasid b'fnim, it's a tziporim. Now, after that, you have a chasid says asuda also. There's a malavno. He's a kavod al malavno because it's presumably the tit is gone in that kind of a case. That's what he seems to be saying. But that's how I understand. I'll read you the words. Of course, the Rambam. Yisro l'di chivra ain't a totally klal becholik shenitzkabes. Not what this particular Sefer said. If you have below the scabbies, also boa kiskus meshem alavno, ayin shom. That's what it sounds like. Zesh got to the Rabba. Umut of the guy that lived to the Tibetziporim, the Eno Choshe Shema Yalbino, Kavanoso, the guy by Anido and Shom, Kavan Shainim is Skyma the Kach, El Hasara Satin. That's how he understands. God, he forgot where the dirt. Avaliacha Shehesiratit. He's learning it's all sequential. Also, the cost of the nation will have though. Now they have a new garment, any garment. Now they just get him out of the laundry. We call it. It's tikkus atzadik. That's atzadik meikara. Back to the be'alocha. But this is the case of Rabosai, where the be'alocha is saying something which is chiddush. He quotes it. I'll read you why he quotes it on top. We can move avok. Yeah. Also, the shav shape habeg and hate of the sasra be'er roshem she nishav yakesem v'huter el ha'asoros ha'lichlo v'lamala. Rabosai, he is a mode of a mixas to the bir aloch. That kiskus is a problem. But the bir aloch said much more than that. What else did the bir aloch say? And when the bahag was matter kiluf, that's not kiskus, just rubbing, Rabosai, even that's not allowed if you're going to leave no stain. Am I following what I'm saying? Here, even the loyal Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos says sorry. The second test of Belocha is Adisha Daim Roshem, only then is the Belocha Matir. The Behag Matat Kiluf, and all the poskim say against him, everybody's against him, and therefore Sof Dover, Divrei Rabbeinu Abba Halacha, Tzrichim Talmud, Pasha the Behag, Kol HaPoskim Sheviyu, Below Tanai Zeh, Mashma Kanal, Het the Gomel, Kuba Cholofim, and Tzorach Ian Godel. So first, I first is the Behalacha's right, is the Behalacha's wrong. Until I follow him, it's obvious what he's saying. That when the Be'alocha said that kiskos is also in all circumstances, not a unique thing over here by fresh linen garments. There, he thinks he's right in the Rambam like that. But the Be'alacha, right? But it, so therefore, even if he has that chumra makes sense. But the next chumra, that even kiluf, scratching things off, and you leave, if you leave no stain, then it's going to be usur. That's against everybody, he says. That's Torah Chiyah Gadol. This is very, very important, Rebbe said, for us, because in our heads, he put the two together. Yeah, either Be'alacha is right or Be'alacha is wrong. No. It's true that Be'alacha is chumra in both cases. If you don't even stand, it's usur. But in one case, he has a Rambam. In the other case, it's against the Poshup Shad and the Bahagat, against everybody. So that's why he's splitting. So if you ask me, Halacha Lamaisa Lamavish, seems to me one of a lot of room to rely on the Poshup Shad and the Bahag, as explained by the Yechus Shabbos Meshabbos. So if you get choked, this could happen to you. It's only Monday, but you know, Shabbos comes every week, Rav Asa. You know, and last year we learned Sukkah. So once Sukkah was over, we was just, you know, it's just all downhill. Waiting for next year. But Shabbos, every week, you have to know what's going on. So Chalil of Achas and Shabbos, Chol spills on you. That don't happen. According to the Be'alachi, there's nothing to do about it. According to the Hilkos Shabbos, but Shabbos, you can't rub the garment. Oh no, Chas v'Shalom. But just take a fingernail. Hamagared, what is the Lashon Rambam again? Mutal the garden of a tziporin, benachosh Hashem yilavno, and doesn't say you have to leave a little stain. The Rambam didn't say that. He says, mutter. You just take your fingernail. My nails are long enough. People usually cut their nails there on Shabbos, that's a problem. They should cut their nails once on Shabbos, in case you have choked. But when you come on Shabbos, you have to cut your nails there on Shabbos. So maybe you have a little left. Oh, you have to be down for your fingernail. Then you can take another. Use your fingers. It's not a fingernail. You have fingers. You go like this, and you get rid of the whole thing. Lick, or you chas v'shalom. That's liquid. That's already kibus. Don't lick those fingers. No. Dry. Just dry. Yes, sir.
According to Rashi, yeah. It says Abner.
Right. And the Gemara on that Kuf Mem and Malav are not discussing that kind of a garment. Different kind of garment, it's different result. That's what we do. And both say, I want it. Yes. It's okay.
Didn't the Bir Alokha say the whole Raya for why I believe this thing is because we're talking about something that's a lot, so it's just a Mamela. So there's no real. If he's learning up the Bahag like the Rath, we're talking about Devar Lach. So it's not like a cash on him. He's saying something that's going to be Mamela will be this thing. He's not saying that it's usher.
If you think that the Be'alacha thinks that even if I remove the stain, it's mutter, more power to you.
I just think he's saying it's
inevitable.
I don't think he's saying.
That's not how I read it. I think the whole world reads the Be'alacha as us. But if you read it your way, okay, so then we agree. So how's the problem? Okay. Rabbi, I want to come back to all these things, but you know, we have to start second half of this year today, at least, to begin what I consider to be one of the major topics of the which is Shriyaso Zel Kibuso. We mentioned it briefly on Thursday. Not everyone is here on Thursdays. So let's just show you again one more time where it can be found in Masechta Shabbos, because it's not here. It's only in Zvachim, but Rashi quotes it in Shabbos. Kuf Mem Beis and Beis. Start there. Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis. What does it say? You have Hoysalav Lishleshes. Actually, Lishleshes is some kind of dirt. You have a car, a pillow. Mekancha Bismartut. Only can use a rag, a dry rag. Horse shalor, if it's a leather pillow, nos nalamaya mashatikhla. You can dip it in water until the dirt just, I guess, you know, loses its grip, will just sort of fall away. Says Rashi. Rashi explains. The kancha besmartot, lo yitan of mayim, the stamkar shal begadu, u begad shriyoso, ve mayim u kibuso. Okay, but if it's leather, right, we say, shriyoso lo zel kibusan, came before shbizvachim, ve perek dam chatos. It's on the Mount of Commerce. I don't like to give Gemara's from other Mesechus on official Ramakos. I have to go to the shelf, pick out another Gemara. But here it was inevitable. You can't, without Zvochim Saridal, you can't move in this Sukkah. So now, let's turn to the Tarsus Kufir Al from the base we saw once before. See a fundamental dispute that we showed him. How far do we extend this principle of Shriyaz Ozel Kibus? Fundamental dispute. We read the first part of Tosfos, we never got to the second part. V'im Toma. It's about the 12th hour line, I would say. I'm a parak pastor, the Yuma, the Ayin Zayin, I'm in Beis. Ha'olech. Oh, I asked you to tell us there too. Tell us Yishanim. That's another Masechta, but it's also, you can't move without that. You have to see that. Ha'olech la'aklu p'nei rabo, o p'nei oviv, o p'nei misha gadol emenu, o v'al tzavoro, b'mayim v'enachoshesh. Presume he's wearing clothes. The need of shed love begodim. Maremis betolbelas begodim avlogas yirin demos leschito. Wait a second. She goes into the water to make her begodim tor, to do it, to put the begodim in the water. It's an issur of metaken, but she's going in, it's taking a dip. So she's near a kameka. She's going to cool off. In the back of her head, she's going to make sure her dress becomes tar, but she's taking a dip, right? Yeah. Because Tosu said earlier that is a problem of osil de schita. That's the first issue. That's the before she gemara.
More of it is she's trying to be tired of the other.
Yeah. The before she gemara that they quoted him an aleph. Of also the day's chitah. Remember that Gemara? Tosfos on Kuf Yud Aleph on the very bottom, right? Where they quote a Gemara. The Gemara says on Kuf Mem Chesam and Aleph. What does it say? Don't put a suder alakat. Don't put a kerchief on top of a barrel. Dilma, the last line. Mishami may fall in the Maya. The Osili day schita. So you see, there is a concept of Zera Osili day schita. And the question becomes: if this concept exists of Osili day schita, why is this does not apply to the case of the woman going into the water or the man going into the water, as the case may be? Why not? Why does it apply in that case as well? That's Tosa's question. It's an excellent question. Why does it apply there as well? Tosa's quoted from Nafkuf Mem Chesam and Aleph, but it's not those words, right, you won't find over here. I'm trying to search without moving have on the Sechna. I don't think I can. Let's take a look at what we have. Oh, a second. I think it's, let's just look in Mesechta Beitza. Beitza, Daf Lama Naman Aleph, okay? Take a second. I'd like to see things in the text. Malian Chatzvayo Maya Biyamatova. they fill up their barrels in Yontif, right? And they didn't tell him anything. What's the problem? Dilma Tifra Sudra Alave. She'll put up this kerchief on him. Zimnin the Metamish B'maya Vosil De Schita. Here's what we have before Shigamara. Shaz Babin says explicitly, your friend's going to fall into the water. And Vosil De Schita. Follow me? Oh, see. So the question is, why not over here? That's Tayyip's Kufi Alpha base. So what is Tayyip's answer? What is the answer? Yeshlom Mitzvah Shiny. Okay. That takes care. This is the middle part of Tosfos. But now I come to the part I really wanted to discuss. Bim Toma. Hey, he's sorry. Awesome. Because we've got there. Venida. Now me echt tovels. We've got there. Name a shri. Also, Zeki Buso. Zvachim Tzadi Dalem and Beis. Forget Zer Hashem Yisrat. This is the Doraisa. Two tevuts. Yeshlom. The Dav. Kohecha. The Ika Tipas Dav. Otinov. Omer shri. Also, Zeki Buso. Tabachim. I pray. Dav Chatas. On both sides, what are we doing with Zvachim? We're learning Shabbos. We're doing Zvachim. The Psukim say, Sefer Vayikra, if you have blood on a garment, blood of a korban, the whole story, Yichavis, you have to launder it. And the Gemara wants to know, if you just soak it in water and you get rid of that, is that considered fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kibbutz? The Gemara says, yes. Shriot Hazel Kibbutzo. But obviously, the original context, where there was blood. So the only time they say the rule, whether the blood or some other equivalent piece of dirt, take a clean garment and soak it in water, there's no Issa Shiosa Gibusa. Maybe it's Issa Sheva Yisrael. Maybe yes, in some cases. But Mitzvah Shiny of that. But the Issa Doraisa of Shiosa Kibus, only this dirt. Makes sense, right? This is, we'll call it the first sheet of Tosis. Some attribute to the Re. Atos says it in the name of nobody. But they are number one. Well, this is what we'll call the more lenient point of view. That is, it's a tremendous leniency. If you have a garment which has no dirt on it, there's nothing wrong if you soak it in water. It doesn't help us that much in our case. If we want to clean it, okay. Although we'll see soon that the Rush and Yuma, even if it has certain natural, he used the word chakra, it's darkening. Rabosai, the machlekes among the clothiers and the people in the world, how long can you wear a white shirt? Lucky we have Shabbos once a week, right? So you have to put a new shirt for Shabbos. But you have some people every day have to clean your shirt, every single day. Why? Because this person sweats and there's a little chakras, you know, a little. So the Rush says that even though there's some chakras which accumulates a little blackening, it's, you know, it gets a little bit dark, you know what I'm talking about. You're still allowed to put it into water. Only there's a teat of a drop of blood, a piece of mud, rhymes, blood, mud, whatever else rhymes with that, piece of dirt. Then you say, shriyah says kibusa, because that shriyah is going to, it's going to get it off. But the fact that you put it in and there's nothing on it, it's just a little blackening in it, even that's okay. That's a separate chiddush of the Rush, which is not found in the Perush of Yeren Atosis, although the assumption that Tosis would agree with that. That's a Rush in Masechta Yuma. I'll show it to you. Again, don't trust anything I say. Mr. Gruer quotes, if I'm not mistaken, but I'd like to see things in the original. Rush, Yuma, Ches. Here we go. Watch this. Da-da-dum. Watch this. Da'afaki hasam she'yesh olav dam. Lo've meluch lo'ch amin shosu kibusa. Avon ma'beged hushchar machvas levish adar. You wear a garment. It gets a little bit darker. These would blacker, okay. Okay. V'koshken lo've le'gamri ben lev tinov. Ha'shirot se le'lav le'yose. What does that mean? Lo'ar minan shiyosu zuhi kibusa. Achidish gadol. He said, you want? He said, it's a chiddush nifla. Chiddush nifla. Wrote to the Lavna Yosef. The two major chiddushim over here in the Heiliger Rush. One, that there's a little blackness in the shirt that's garnished. It's not like a blood or mud. Two, so why are you putting it in? There's nothing there. So if nothing, so I would say you're putting it in for some external reason. Because it's convenient. I don't know, you want to cool it down. I don't know what you want to do. You want to just, there's no place to put it. I don't know, whatever. No. He said, Ro to the lab no yoser. Now, if it's love on the gamri, hayam alab on yoser. Apparently, ain't the dove itself. How love on is love on. You know, as we saw a little bit before, matil, that kind of expression. Adkan, the heliger rush, adding two significant points. So the two lines we have over here in Tosis in Mesechta Shabbos Kufi Lamed. Yes, sir.
Does the whitening take out the chakras?
Presumably, yes.
So why is it different than a piece of dirt?
No. A piece of dirt, that's, you know, really bad news. A piece of dirt, a piece of blood. This is a natural, slight, it's not black. You know, when I say that when you sweat, it sure gets black. Maybe your mother thinks it's black, but your wife thinks it's black, but it's not really black. It's just a little dark, you know. So they call it, it's different.
But there's something that's not white, and you're getting it out, so it looks white.
You know, not white. It really is white. It's a little dark white. I give it a mushroom. No, I'm serious, I give it a mushroom. Let's go from white to black. I get all kinds of shadows in my tefillin. Look, my tefillin, it's not black. Why? Because the part there is more black. That's how you're going to stand better than white. Well, you know, it's true. That's black. This is less black. I told this is also black. That's blacker. Blackest. So it's white too. White, white or whitest, but it's still white, fundamentally. Right? That's very relevant in many areas of what's how you define white. But let's stop for the moment over here. Fine. That's sheet number one. Sheet number two. Umatsari. That's what the assumption is until now was a re speaking, even though that's the same here before. Umatsari Muga Besefer Yasher of his uncle of Enatam. To the Omash Yasser Kibuso, Bedomash Enokim Lichluch, Kimosipuk Bealuntis, a towel. The Kinuach Yadaim Bamapa, wiping your hands in a towel. The Hani Shulchan Bamayim in Mavagonim. Havinami, here's a key phrase. Derech Lichluch. Hello, Derech Nikoyo. Stop, full stop. Derech Lichluch is a new heter. A new heter. Rabosai, it's most likely, Rabbi Natam denies the Re's original heter. No. If you will do it in a fashion which is not Derech Lichluch, Shiosas Kibbutz, even if there's no dirt, no mud, no blood before, the only time it's mutter, it's called Derech Lichluch. The whole action you're doing, it's fundamentally a dirty rabosai. You go into the water, you're not cleaning up your, if you go into, you have a t-shirt, you're going into the water, you're not cleaning it, you're dirtying a t-shirt. That's what Rabbi Tam is saying. That against Chuvada Yomazah. Rabosai, there is a third point of view. A third view, more machmer than both, rejecting both answers of Tosfos. That's the Urayah. The rank can be found in the Mordechai, Tov Samach Aleph. Tov Samach Aleph is so long, so could be I put on the Rambam Kamos. It's in Perek Tes Vav. It's called Hagos Mordechai. After you go through the whole Masechta once, they have a Gos, go through it twice. But sometimes these things, they don't break them up into such small pieces. Take a look in our print. Those who have our print, you'll find it. This Tav Samach Aleph goes from Mem Aleph all the way to, there's two Tav Samach Aleph, to make it worse, to Mem Dalet. So you can never find anything. Perek Eluk Shor. Okay. From both sides, I'm picking from the beginning. Okay? The first Teretz. Yesh Lomar, it's halfway down this Mordechai. Perek Eluk Sharm on page Mem Gimel Column 2. Oshah Lemigza Shiosu Zer Kibuso. Whoa, Lemigza? Lemigza? Did I hear the word Lemigza? Tosa Daraisa. It's Daraisa when it comes to Kibus Damchatas. Pashra says Daraisa. You hear what he's saying? If he means it for real, then you know that's going to be a tremendous cooler if he means it. I don't know if he means it. L'shal imigza shos ha-kibusu el ha-hecha da-hika tina ba-la-bega da-maviro v'kach. It says in Kufman Gimel Kufman Beis L'shleshes v'kach v'smata Shnalor, etc. Kach pirish ha-ben etan v'sefer ha-yosher. What? That's not what we have. We have the Hagol and Sefer Yosher. So you get the impression that there's a Ben Yosher said initially. And then he changed his mind. Abel Ra'om. Who's Ra'om? Abel Ezra Mimitz. Pirish B'Sefer Yerayim. Hodit Nan Perk Notel L'Shleshes Urucha D'Milsel Katani Shebemokam L'Shleshes Nosem Mayim Elo V'Lo L'Shleshes Nami Yosher Midlo Tano Le'etera El Shal Or. Why did it say is l'shleshes it's us, no l'shleshes it's mutter? Didn't say that. Only oil is mutter. Rhyme is v'chem perek dam chatas tafsari dalav zorak suda l'mayim chayav. No dirt. Vahi denida maremes v'tovela t'halok l'kalav l'rabo v'foresh unbelievable pshat v'bigde or. Holy mackerel. Odom l'chava kostas or v'yal bishem. Obviously, I've been talking about a machaber. Who else would go into the water, right? Other people say, come on, Uraim. Big, who are the Native Americans? What big they are? We used to watch it in the old days in the movies. It's called Indians out here. It's called calling that anymore. Put in jail, I don't know what. But so that, they used to wear, no, when I was growing up in the cowboy shows, they were wearing leather garments. Do you wear leather garments? Who in this room wears leather garments? I'm not talking about your shoes. Who wears leather garments? Maybe those bums in the motorcycle gang used to wear those leather jackets.
Women wear leather jackets.
Women. They still do, really?
Older women have
leather
jackets.
Older women
have
leather jackets.
I had a
leather jacket. You have a motorcycle?
No.
Okay. Most, that's to say, the Gemara is referring to only a case where they wear leather. That's a chiddush god. The Uraim was stuck with it because he rejected both their wisdom of Tosfos. So, okay. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine.
Talking about women going to Nikvah?
What about it? Well, okay. That sounds a little crazy, right? It sounds a little crazy. Is there a fourth shita? Open to the Sharat Siyan. Simen Shin Beis Sivkotan Nun Gimel. Shin Beis Sivkotan Nun Gimel. On top, he says in his general introduction, this is an intro. Lamed Tes is an intro to Malabim. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Yesh chiluk bein oros lebegin. The oros lo mikri kibus atchia kibus gomer. Ubebgadim, what a little nun gimel is kaimalon shriyosem b'mayim zui kibus v'chayev. I told you not the rabbanon. Lush of the Mocha is Shver. V'chayav Mishu Mechabes. I'm going to give it away right now, my trick up my sleeve. There's one trick which wouldn't work in your case if you're wearing a white shirt. Loshna Begodim Levonim Loshna Betzvuim. What's happening if I can't? Achronim. A Mishnah Brewer, Sifkot Lamates, near the Sharatin, where it says Nun Gimel. Sorry, I thought I was clear. Okay? He said, with a small nun gimel is. With the God and Kaiman and the Shios and the Mamzu and Kibus and the Chayim, and I told you, that the Mordechai's Lashon of the Kazmina, I don't understand that Lashon. Does anyone say it's the Rabbonah? I don't know. We do with Moran's Velkham about Kibus and Chalas, means that's only the Esther Rice, it's the Rabbonah. Doesn't sound right to me, that Lashon of the Mordechai. Okay? And he says, okay, watch. Loshon of the God, Levon and Loshon of the Sivu. Why did he say that? Pshita, my remember. You know why? Because there's one poisek that suggests faket. One. We go back to what I told you about last week on Thursday. I was now here. Where do you have a case where a Shomer Shabbos Jew is open Issa D'Oraisa in front of your eyes? Right in front of your eyes. It's the only one I thought of. But people, they go to the sink, they have a stand, and they put water on it. Well, So there's not quite 100% l'chol hades. I would say it's almost l'chol hades. Almost l'chol hades. Because there is, if you look in the Tvisha, it's more of Rabbi Marshall. Now Marshall is a very independent thinker, as we well know, very independent thinker. And he said, in his Perish on the Smag, that the only time it's Issa Deraisa, if it's white. Malabin! Took it literally. You could say that Khalil Karoy, what's his Malabin? I don't mean literally, it's the word Malabin is not found in the Torah. It takes a mission literally. Malabin, if it's not white, that's Pile Ploy Mamish. Unbelievable. But, yeah, one of them is Malabin Tzchus on Benos Yisrael, usually not wearing white. B'nai Yisrael, they wear white shirts. That's the problem. The B'nai Yisrael, how frequent are they wearing white? Yom Kippur, they wear white. But I hope they don't go to the sing on Yom Kippur. I hope not. There's no chol in Yom Kippur, so it's not okay. It's not okay. So it's another reason that women shouldn't wear white, except for Yom Kippur. What? The Drisha quotes the Rebbe Marashot here.
Where's this
Drisha? Right here. It's not hiding. I mean, we wouldn't find it so fast, but it's right here. Let's see. Mefarshei HaTur. Oh, the Prisha, the Drisha, I never know which one it is. We'll start with Prisha first. If it's not Prisha, we'll try Drisha. Echel Shabbos, Simen Shin Beis. Watch this. Zelashon Mori Barabi Marshall and the Khush on the tour. Oh, I made a mistake. Yes, Marshall Khush on the tour, which are not printed in our tours, to my knowledge. We call them near it Lakhalek. The Dakh of the big day Lobon. Avot Suim, Afilu Big Day Pishtan, Lo Shayach Bulibun. You don't say Shazu Ribusa. But he himself agrees, Lo Risi Shum Echem Amar Charben Shabbat Lachalik Bazak on the Shon. In the Mashal admits he's a Das Yochit. But we're desperate. We're holding on to straws. Desperate. What do? And I want to go further than that. I'm not sure that the Mashal would extend this Chilik beyond a simple Shriya. If they just put water on it, we have a chance. If they start rubbing, which I don't know, maybe they don't rub, then even the Marshal, I don't know if it go that far. No. Yes, sir.
People say that if you dab, different.
Well, dabbing means you're not rubbing.
Right.
Yeah, so again, according to this Marshal, if you dab, you have a blue dress, you got choked, and you take your hand or something like that, you dab water on it and it goes up like that without rubbing, then maybe going to the mashal, maybe you wouldn't say shiur
zukim
musa.
Rubbing.
Dabbing is shiur zukim musa, which is pasha is the daraisa, pasha pshat. Is there anybody else who maybe doesn't quote shiur zukim musa bechlal? Look in Sharetzi and Sivkot Nun Gimel. It's going to be unbelievable. What does he say? Nun Gimel. Ken Kosu Kol HaPoskin. Ule Pele Ala Rambam. Not just Sabashal. A Rambam. Shlohetik Behilcho Shabbos. Mem Adarava. Zorak Sudu Lamayim Chayim. Because of Shuazo Gibuso. Vitzorachir. He left it out. The Rambam left it out. How can that be? Off in the Gemara. The foolish Gemara. I'll open with a joke. My father, my father told me that when Rabban Kotler, since I was alive, everyone tried to trip him up. He was such a goyin olam that whenever he opened his mouth, they'd right away throw, that's always the star in those days. Give me this chance to speak. He says something, they jump. So, the way the story went, if it's true or not, it's apocryphal. Rabban Chazal got up and said three words that you see in Yiddish. Shtet in the Gemara. It says in the Gemara. Okay, he's left in the back. Siddur Gemara Fakert. There's an opposite Gemara. No, no. didn't say what it said yet. So, maybe that's what the Ram holds over here. It's a Gemara Fakert. It's a Mefurish and Gemara, black on white, no doubt about it. Shriyosu Kibusa. No question about it. I did Mefurish. Rava said so. And welcome to Tzadi Dalam and Beis. Now, let's open up to see the Gemara inside. Because again, we don't trust any secondary sources. Let's look and see what it says. See what it says in the Gemara. There we go. Okay. Beged Shriyasa Zekibuso. That's where the front first only place in Shas. Rava Latameh Lamar Rava Zog Sluda Lamayam Chayav Pishtamayam Chayav Pishtam Sluda Lamayam Kibus No, that doesn't play any kitzah. That's what he says. Rava who says Shriyasa Kibuso who calls Zog 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 Chayav. But Rav left out Zog 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 Chayav. Implying that Rav denies the Shriyasa Zog Kibuso. How can that be if I'm a first Shriyasa Zogamara Fakert? Where's the Gemara Fakert? Masechta Shabbos, Rabosai, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and Mefurish Gemara Fakert. Let's see. Amaziri, last narrow line. Amaziri, no saying, Adam Yayin Solulu Mayim Slulin. The Gemara's topic over here is what? Nu. Borer. Arake. But incidentally, what's going on with the problem of Limun? Mayim Slulim. What's the Mishameris made from? Presumably made from cloth. What happened to Shios with El Kibuso? Weiter, the son is the Yayim Sudrin, the fourth wide line. Or Rav Sima Rashi, Rav Chia, Vavash Lo Yasa Guma. So we're talking about Sudrin. Sev, right? Sudrin. We know the word Sudrin from over here. What happened to the din of Shriyasa Zekibuso? Rabbanu Shalala. That's one Gemara. And then he yells the other Gemara, which we saw Tosis quoted. Rav Yosef said that the Nida could go into the water with her garments. You know, say Shriyasa Zekibuso. Why? Because the only Amenic Zera Shema Yisrod, right? Zera Shema Yisrod. But other than that, would be permissible. So Tos gave two Terutzim. We saw three Terutzim in the Baliyat Tosus. No stains, Derech Lichluk, and it's your jacket, the leather jacket. But the Rambam said these are all ridiculous. The real pshat is the Rabbi Yosef and Ziri both argue against Rav as a 2-on-1. We don't pass Shriyasa Kibuso. Pilleg ploy mamsh. Take a look, Rabbosai, in Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. Give a look in Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. If you have a big Shulchan Aruch, I prefer look there. For some reasons, we'll become clear in a minute. Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud.
Why can't it be like we have that goes where there's a the right the low goes to the court now is violated only with goes not with Frisha.
Right.
But we have an issue up on my shops anyway. This is just the other side of the Derai said opinion by Kachim that you can't that Shriyas is doing Kibusa, but by Shabbos it's not that way.
Could be. Very well could be. Yes. All the Gemara and Zvach is talking primarily about Kibus Damchados, Shabbos. And there are certain comparisons, but that's not necessarily the truth. Maybe there's not a comparison. Very good. What does it say over here in the Shulchan Aruch? Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. Right? Both say, keep the Gemara Kuf Lama Tes Lama open in front of you. We'll see. Yayin O Mayim Shem Slulim Mutl Lusanim Mashameris. skip the Rambam for a moment. Al besuder mayim asa mishim libun. Huh? Mayim is asa mishim libun. Libun. Right? We say shiyos the kibusa. V'yayin isha mashkin mutter. Hem achurin. Ben mayim ben yayin. Os l'san. It's a borer. Now watch this. Ula Rambam. Now the main thrust of this Rambam is that Hilchos Borer. But you know, there's always aftershocks. You know. Ula Rambam. The Mishameres Osur Afilu Mayim V'yayin Slulin Afilu Besudrin Lo Itiru Ela B'Slulin Ava B'lo B'Achurim. Oh, Rambam's a whole loop shot in Hilchos Borer. We cannot go into Hilchos Borer right now. We just can't do it. Now if you take a look over here, there is a comment of the Mogen Avraham. You have a Mogen Avraham on both sides. Shin Yutes, if Kotan, Yud Aleph. Mishum Libun. So the obvious question is, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Mishameres also Libun. Why should we do the Mishameres? Zok the Heilige Mogen Avraham. Ava Mishameres Asuya Lekach Venechosh Shel Libunam. It's made to be a strainer. There's no problem with Libun. What does that mean? Tur. What does that mean? It's Sarachiyun. Can't I mean to be begged? Shows of the Kibuso. Okay, Mali also the Kachalain also the Kach. Who cares? Shemeshchid the Lekel leMigzar. Shemeshameres Asuya Lekach. Lo Kopen Al Belibuna. Can I mean to be perik by Metov? Then Daf Memches. Simon Shinchov, Siftezvav, Abba Besuder, Mayim, Osir, Akal Nashona, because of Sefer Truma. Finuli, Shalazakiva Natur, it's really much because of Besyaris and Simon Shinbeks, Shema Taisus Kufir Alf, Varush, Yuma Perkes and Medal, the Shein Alav Lichluk Lohavi Kibos, it says in Shulchan Aruch over there, Siftez, Chen Mashut Sif Yudvav, we call it Tazayim. He's saying a double. He's saying pshat in the mechaber, and the mechabos, you do not say shriyos or the kibuso when it's clean. What we call the first day in Tosfos. Also Shem Yisrael, in which case it'll be kibus. Also the kachal gazrina. Very simple. We pass like the first day in Tosfos. Mashakosim atur sof simen shin lamedal to also lita in mayim. Yeah. Hananami Shem Yisrod Avikibus. Aba Mishah Mashkin Schito Shalemas En Asura the Mishab told the Dash. They should Ain Malabdin and Mashkin. Can look as you know Shem Yisrod. But Tosa is enough. And so Pergidal. That's we saw. Asmag Vamor and Beitza. Period. Aba Laman the Yomar. Who's that? Rashbam and Tosa Shabbos Kufchav. No say. Take a look. We didn't see this Tosa yet. We said this chat in the Haggadah of Ben Tam and Sefer Yosher. We rejects what he himself may have said or what we said. What's Kufkof? Tells him Kufkof. See Rashbam. Nos in Mayim Mitzazer. What happens is a garment starts catching fire. What do you do? What do you do? Yes, me. I'd call 911. What do you do? Talas she'ochas bo'ur mitzarechot nos l'mayim mitzarechem kofsa. There's no issue of kibbutz in that case. What about libun? Says Tosus. Pirish Rashban, the Lab Tosus. Lav davka la talas to kaimelon b'dabeg namchadas to bebegat shriyos la kibbutzo. Look what I wrote back in Kufina. Rebbeinu shel olam. Rashban put the garment presumably clean. Just got to clean before Shabbos. Teretz Rashbam holds Rabbosai for a change, like his brother Abenatam. There was a like Abenatam is Hagor at the end that he said that he says Shos to the Kibbutz, so even if it's a clean garment, So back over here to the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Moshe. I'm running out of time. Let me just finish this. Man diyama da filu ein lo lichle chamin shos ekibuso davka biyayin mutter the stani ein ze kibus al atinuf as says the Gos Maimoni perek chavayz al stani ayin simen shin beis siftes mashka savti shom says the Bekiv Eger on this if I remember the ziri no son of the man slulim is ocham mishemez en chosheish ribayna shalaylam how can it be? How can it be if you hold that Shiasa's Kibuso, even in a case where there's no dirt? So what do you do with the case of Kuf Lamed Testament Beis? What did Rambam say? Reject Shiasa's Kibuso in favor of Ziri. What does he say, Rabbi Vega? So Chloma, the Ziri lo Svirle in Pernam Chatos Shiasa Kibuso. I like that. He says what I just told you. As a machlokos in Ziri and the Mon and Zvach, who's right? Who svir lei betam of the mastisik of Mabez on the shleshes mekam v'smart of avolit and maimosim betam shema yischot that we just saw. Alafia halacha the kaimulan for sure shows a kibuso my mishameres aser came birk avanas the magen avram mishamelat pekabez halacha yudches. So we already see over here from mishamelat from bekivega. There's a machlokas Ziri, Kufla Mates, and Rava. Except they are assumed of a poshet that Rava has to be right. And therefore Ziri is wrong. Well, one could say Fakert. Ziri is right, and Rava is wrong. Who might say it that way? The Rambam. The Rambam. Wow. The Rambam. How do you like that? Now, according to the other Rishonim, you go a different part of the Magen Avraham of Osu Lekach. What does that mean? What does that mean? They explain that the first day in Tosfos, which of course the Rambam rejected. Okay. No, the Hashem Yisrael. As the Smak says, "Umishem Schit Alekal Lemigzar Shvei Mishameres Asu Lekach V'Lo Kovev Libuna." What does the Vilna Gaon say? I have to end with this. The Vilna Gaon over here, Sivkot and Yud Ches, Rabosai, who's the Rambam, the Rambam's Meshameres B'Gemara, Lav Davka L'Sudar. The Torah holds, again, Mayim is Aser, Meshameres B'Gemara, Meshameres Davka. That's what everyone else holds. According to the Rambam, soon as the Mal Yusa, the Meshameres, upon Yin is Oskar, the Borer, Meshameres Gemar is Lav Davka, Yaya Mastis and Gamke Lav Davka, the Shitoso, the Sviole, the Koschito, Mishim Libun, as opposed to the Farak. Vim Kain, Afi Yayin, Akarok, Shai Libun. The Ran brings a Raya from the Sukkot, that's why we saw this Ran. L'ochla v'lo l'kvusa, v'lo l'kvisa, when it comes to Shemitah. Tzorach l'omah, the Smak says, watch this, as we have to end with this. Keva de'eno miskaven l'kibus, ein omrin shvioso zeo kibusa. Woohoo! A new word. Let a kasha, rebbeinu shalom shvioso zeo kibusa. So we have now five answers. One, no dirt. Two, derech l'chluch. Three, we're talking about leather, the rain. Four, we don't pass Rishon Kibuso. That's what we're saying, Pshat and Ramba. Five, it's all the Rishon Kibuso. Well, if you're Mechavein. Again, I'm Segresha, you'll tell me? I'm waiting for your question. You know, it didn't prove that the Shvit only Kibus with a positive Kavanah to be Milan. Time is up. We'll just stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with these important inyanim.